Montana Farm Bureau Federation held its 106th annual conference this week. Farmers gathered to vote on how their organization should lobby on state and federal issues. MTPR's Victoria Traxler reports.
The conference brings farmers and ranchers from all over the state for workshops, speakers, and a trade show. The state's agricultural sector has faced a number of recent challenges, including tariffs and a government shutdown. Montana Farm Bureau's executive director, Scott Kolbeck, says the convention is also a time for their members to establish policy goals.
So that's what the grassroots nature of Montana Farm Bureau is, and I think that's what makes us a very important advocate for agriculture.
Kolbeck says they're focused on state policies around water rights. Kolbeck says members are worried about unpermitted wells. They want the state to tighten regulations on when permits are required. This year, there were also many questions around federal policies. Brian Glenn with the National Farm Bureau Federation came to address them.
We're just trying to make sure that folks will continue to be able to farm into next season. And right now, that's being jeopardized due to just the historically high costs and the lack of certainty.
Glenn says they're pushing congressional lawmakers to pass a new farm bill, which dictates funding for things like crop insurance and federal loans. The last one was passed in 2018 and was just extended for another year. But Glenn says current funding levels may not be enough to keep farmers in their fields. He says additional bridge payments would help producers survive until next season.
Bridge to really get us to next fall of 2026 as short-term economic assistance for farmers and ranchers so they can continue to operate.
Glenn hopes some financial support will come from D.C. before the end of the year. In Missoula, I'm Victoria Traxler.